O-S-A-B-C.
Always buy Chesterfield. They satisfy. This is the rig I was wearing for the early show. And right after I got off the early show this morning, I got sick as a dog. And instead of going over to the hotel and change and shave like I usually do, I had to send for my doctor. And bless his heart, he came over and said, "Oh, you're all right. You got nothing but a bellyache. Go on and go to work." Well, that was a bad bellyache. I feel kind of weak and jittery, but outside of that, we're all right. I think maybe we can do a show here. I worry sometimes because I'm not the scientific type. I'm not even much of a mechanic. Last thing I tried to fix was a milking machine down on the farm. And in putting it back together, I ran out of parts. So I used some old cogwheels out of an alarm clock. See? After that, we got our milk courtesy Boulevard watch time. But I got great respect for mechanical wizards. For instance, take this Professor Wiener, or Weiner, or Wiener. How do you pronounce that? W-I-E-N-E-R, Wiener? If it isn't capitalized, it's a hot dog, isn't it? Well, anyway, he is of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and he's a terrific man, wonderful man. He is the man who invented that human brain machine. The one that does in a second tough mathematical problems, taking men months to do them, you know, like your income tax. Well, this Professor Wiener has just startled the world with the claim that someday, in the not far too distant future, how did I ever get a thing like this? Remember that, will you? That's a good one. In the not-far-too-distant future. I like that. Anyway, he says that we can expect to see soon on the market mechanical men. On the market. Regular robots built like automobiles on factory assembly lines. So cheer up, ladies. If you don't like your present model, trade them in. You know, that seems fantastic, but 10 years ago we were laughing at atom smashers, too, you know. Jet planes. Better take this thing seriously. As a matter of fact, I'm sure you ladies will love it. Suppose, for instance, you get one of these metal mates, and he don't come up to expectations, see? Say he snores badly at night. No need to get upset and ruin your sleep. You just send them back and have them install a muffler. It's going to be very simple, the whole business. You take pills for dinner and take pills for breakfast, and your man gets talking back to you, you just turn him off. Well, it's getting on into the show here, and I know that I'm going to feel better, and you all will, too, if we listen to Jeanette Davis. What's about that Chibaba Chibaba? Want to do that one?
Uh-huh.
Good. I need a lullaby about now.
Many years ago in old Sorrento, a certain ditty was quite the thing. Whenever a mother rocked her baby in Sorrento, little ditty,
he used to sing. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua,
It up so that you face the audience and the boys got their backs to them. I know these boys didn't come up here to see the fronts of those faces and the back of you. To heaven's sake, such mismanagement. You know, now I am sick. I had a song all set for you folks today, an old Bert Williams tune called "Ain't Nobody's Business But I Do." If I do. I can't do it. The censors said they don't like the lyrics. There's a line in there about if I don't like my love and I get myself another. I can't do that on a radio. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua. That's all right, that one. That mud hut business, that's all right. But if I don't like my lover, I mustn't get another. Well, some people gotta earn a living some way. Which reminds me, so do I. Chesterfield, yeah. I almost forgot. This is a Chesterfield program. Chesterfield cigarettes. And my job on this show is to take it for granted that you know all about Chesterfields and how wonderful they are. All I got to do is get you to buy them by the carton. And that's for you, my dear, you who run the house. You buy your staples by the half dozen at a time, or a dozen, or four cans of this and 6 pounds of that, don't you? Well, you can save yourself some money if you buy your Chesterfields that way. Buy them by the carton, at the grocer, the delicate Dutchman, or the drugstore, or even tobacco stores have them. There's a gas station over here in Jersey across the George Washington Bridge where you buy them. You know where that place is? Oh, you save a terrific thing. I don't know. They charge $1.40 a carton or something like that. It's wonderful. Dollar what? 39? How do they get away with that? Just across the Hudson River on the bridge. Of course, you have a buck to cross the bridge. And not only that, but of course, you have a buck to get back. That's $2.39. You lose 50 cents on a deal. Heck with it. It's no good. I was invited out last night. I didn't know whether to wear my plain shirt or the one that lights up and says Chesterfield. No, I haven't got it on this morning. I should have had it on today. It's a beautiful thing. Beautiful. Purple. Gold light. Beautiful thing. So, you know, I want to take time this morning to note an event of great significance. Great significance in the musical world. One of our finest musical forms is a lullaby, like the one that Jeanette just sang. And the masters have handed down some wonderful examples, too. For instance, the Berceuse by Jocelyn, or the Berceuse by Jocelyn, whatever you want to say. Depends on what network you're listening to. Did you ever hear that? Sure, the local station puts the guys on with the violin. He says he's going to play the Berceuse by Jocelyn. Gets on the network, it's the Berceuse by Jocelyn. Then the Brahms lullaby, things like that. But since Sunday, we have a nice new one. Beautiful thing, I think. I don't know how the tune goes, but the words are beautiful. Oh, little sparkle, weep no more. Your little face ain't dirty. Brave B.O. Plenty is your pop and your ma is gravel Gertie. It's a beautiful thing, you know. The greats of music are going to sound like an advertising firm nowadays. B.B., B.&G. Bach, Brahms, Beethoven, and Gertie. And you can add another G, too. Make it Gertie and Godfrey. I got one, too. I got a lullaby for my kids, something that'll soothe them. Oh, little Godfrey's, don't you fret. Your troubles now are over. With ABC, we soon will be in Chester Fields of Clover. Yeah, one of these days we're going to have a payday. Have you fellas had a payday yet? I haven't. How long have we been on this for Chester Fields? Oh, five times? 5 weeks? Have we been on 5 weeks for Chesterfield already? For heaven's sake. Hey, somebody send him a bill, will you? These hotel rates going up like they are, I'm going to be in a jam here. For heaven's sake. Have we got any guests today? No guests? Well, for heaven's sake. How about you all singing? Would you like this? Have you got some music in one, huh? What song you got out there? I didn't get in here till 30 seconds before airtime. I don't know. What do you got out there? I'm always chasing rainbows. That's all right. You want to do that one? Have you rehearsed on it? Did you rehearse them, Tony?
No, we're going to do it cold, all right.
Going to do it cold?
Right.
In this weather, that's a good trick. I'm always chasing rainbows. Well, all right. Suppose we try it. You got a good key for them, Ludwig? Huh? Let's see you do it now. Come on. Down in Maryland now, they've got a state tax like we got up here. Now, they tax you when you make the money. They tax you if you spend the money. And they tax you if you save the money. You cannot win. You might as well go out and buy the Chesterfields by the carton. You know, I like words and definitions of words. And the Cosmopolitan magazine has some in a department they call the Left-Handed Dictionary. I wonder if you've seen it. These definitions you won't find in Webster, I'm afraid. For instance, the word laborer. According to the Left-Handed Dictionary, a laborer is any man who goes to work before 9 a.m. I'm the chief laborer. They don't say what you call a guy who goes to work before 6. I wish I did. I know what they say, but we can't say it on the air. Now, here are some other definitions in the Cosmopolitan. Lapel. That's the only tangible thing to be grasped in an argument. A loafer. That's a poor man impersonating a millionaire. Los Angeles, Pittsburgh with oranges. Minneapolis, that's a suburb, according to St. Paul. $1 million. $1 million is a sum that may be honestly acquired by putting aside $122.55 out of your salary every week for only 80 years. A mermaid is a pin-up tadpole. A menu is a list of dishes that they just run out of. And while we're in the restaurant, let's have a definition of our own. Hash. Hash is something which, after you eat it, you can say, well, now I've had everything. Don't point it at me at anybody today, Mother. I'm really loaded. Want to do Heartache? Y'all want to sing Heartache? Can you do that? You know, what I'd like to hear you do is whistle it. Can you all whistle like that, fellas? You know. Can you do that? Let's sing it first anyhow, and then we'll try. Go ahead, buddy. All right, let's sing last night. that's a lot of fun. Do you all enjoy doing it? Good. I haven't got any mail yet about it. We'll find out later. I will no doubt hear from Mr. Chesterfield about it. Speaking of money, we were talking about money a while ago. The United Press tells about a widower named Arthur Johnson of Barnsley, England, who offered to marry any one of the 140 members of the local Barnsley branch of the National Spinsters Association. Mr. Johnson's income is a weekly pension of $5.20. Well, that's the way it goes, you see. A fool and his money are soon parted. Well, one of those ladies will probably take up his offer. A lot of people marry for money these days. Somebody probably will take him up on it. $5.20. That's more than I got. Left. Here's a cute one. According to the New York Sunday Mirror, Dr. Henry Haas of Purdue University has solved the problem of hangovers. Dr. Haas says that beverages distilled from petroleum would not contain fusel oil. And the fusel oil is the stuff that causes hangovers. So, if the liquor manufacturers would just start billing for their Kickapoo Joy juice, you know, there'd have to be some changes in the ads. For instance, try Old John D. Not a drop under 100,000 years old. Fill up with Texaco fire water at the sign of the flying pink elephant. Archie Blyer has switched to benzene because benzene is cheaper. There'll be some changes around the house, too. Can't you hear Dad saying, don't you take that car out tonight, Junior? I'm saving that gas for medicinal purposes. Jeanette, how about another song from you, honey? Face in the audience this time.
I'm going to sing one I haven't sung in a long time, Arthur. I used to get a lot of requests for it and still do. Put the blame on me.
That's for me.
When Mrs. O'Leary's cow kicks the lantern in Chicago town, they say that started the fire that burns Chicago down. That's the story that went around. But here's the real lowdown. Put the blame on Maine, boy. Put the blame on Maine. Maine kicked a buyer from out of town. That kid burned Chicago down, so you can put the blame on me, boy. Put the blame on me. When they had the earthquake in San Francisco back in 1906, they say that old Mother Nature was up to her old tricks. That's the story that went around. But here's the real lowdown. Put the blame on Maine, boy. Put the blame on Maine. Now one night she started to shim and shake. That brought all the Frisco quake. So you can put the blame on Maine, boy. Put the blame on me. There once was a shooting up in the Klondike when they got Dan the groom. Now the folks were putting the blame on a lady known as Lou. Oh, that's the story that went around. But here's the real lowdown. Boys, you gotta put the blame on Maine, boy. Put the blame on Maine. Maine did a dance and she dropped her face. That's the thing that murdered Dan. So you can put the blame on Maine.
Thank you, Jeanette. I don't know how you get away with it. I couldn't sing about a guy that didn't like his lover. He got another. The census department is nothing if not consistent. Oh, dear. You and I, more of us, every day are smoking Chesterfields. Ever try them? By golly, you ought to, and find out how really much more mild. No, that's not right. How much milder, yeah. How much milder and better tasting and cooler smoking cigarettes can be. How much more satisfying. You try Chesterfield. Those movie stars out there in Hollywood are going for them big, too. Ray Milland, for instance, who's currently appearing in the grand new Paramount picture, The Trouble with Women. Is they going to get that in one picture? He puts it like this, and I quote, "You strike it rich when you choose Chesterfield. They're top." Now I unquote. You buy them by the carton, Mother. They're wonderful. We got time for a tune? Oh, gosh, no, we haven't. We had the Mariners had a great tune for you. We haven't got much time. So I'll get another joke. I got a lot of them. This isn't a joke, though. This is a story. Police over in Paris were called by an apartment owner to investigate 10 different leaks in the gas line, all found within a week's time. Turned out that they had been caused by the maid. She, you see, had fallen in love with the plumber that came to repair them. And she kept calling him back. Gal was plumb crazy. Her boyfriend was a plumber, and boy, how he could plumb. He plumbed all day, and he plumbed all night, and believe me, that's plumbing some. You'll probably hear from the censors about that, too. Plumb that thing, Si. Chesterfield's by the carton, will you? All the little Godfreys will be very happy. And be the good Lord willing, we'll see you again tomorrow or Friday if you're one of those that aren't in tomorrow. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.